Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, March 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a new scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSC. FSC will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office, in which the applicant is registered to vote by March 26th. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections Office, South Florida State College Wauchula Campus, or Hardy Senior High School. And your Hardy County news, Tarika Lorraine Anderson has a local warrant for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. If you know of any information regarding Anderson, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain fully anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your jobs here in Hardy County, ODP Architecture and Design is looking for an architect, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, U.S. work authorization, and 2 years of experience with Autodesk Revit are required. Alan J. Wauchula is looking for a salesperson. 1 year of sales experience and U.S. work authorization are required. And Innovative Healing Systems is looking for a medical office front desk coordinator, 2 years of customer service and receptionist experience, and 1 year of EHR systems experience are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. A Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing a 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, make sure to include them with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news for the day. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At
First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 68 degrees out, feels like 74. Partly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality fair, the maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds north-northwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 13. Humidity is ideal, 55%. Dew point 52, cloud cover 46%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 11:26 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 50s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny, highs around 80, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. And Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Lows around 60, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, gusts up to 20 in the evening with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is pleased with the USDA's decision to extend the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program application deadline. Duval tells agrimarketing.com AFBF applauds Secretary Vilsack for his swift response to our call for an extension. He says coronavirus aid is a lifeline for farmers and ranchers suffering from losses due to the pandemic, and the extra time will help ensure they have the opportunity to apply for help. U.S. agriculture faces a triple imperative: market, environment, and income in responding to climate change. That's what Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told Agriculture.com Thursday, his first day on the job. Vilsack says the USDA will move at deliberate speed to identify and support successful mitigation practices. Actions could range from providing expert advice to producers to launching pilot projects that demonstrate best practices for climate mitigation. In Canada, government officials in Alberta are hoping to lure people back into the agriculture and agribusiness sectors. Over the past decade, the province has seen high unemployment numbers due to the downturn in the petroleum industry. The most recent hit came when President Biden announced the cancellation of the Keystone XL cross-border pipeline project. Some of the largest livestock ranching and meat processing operations, along with many grain and oilseed farming and input supply companies, are located in Alberta.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Commodity Classic kicked off Tuesday this week. The highly popular conference, which focuses mainly on soybean-related info, also covers other row crops like cotton and corn. While soybean production might not be a primary focus of the southern states like cotton and peanuts, soybeans still play a major role in the economic impact agriculture has across Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Like most conferences in the COVID-19 world, this event is being held online, where attendees can participate in virtual meet and greets, educational conferences, and tour trade booths. Some sponsors and companies taking part in the conference include some of the biggest names in ag, like John Deere, Bayer, Case IH, Syngenta, Valent, and Farm Credit, just to name a few. Later this week, I'll be bringing updates from BASF chemical reps explaining their new project, Operation Weed Eradication, and how they are planning to help farmers target herbicide-resistant crops. For more information on Commodity Classic, visit commodityclassic.com. On the website, you can also see great resources like special education, the schedule of the conference, educational sessions, farmer mental health, other media, and marketing materials that you might find helpful. The conference will conclude this Friday, March 5th.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits edged higher last week, hitting 745,000.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims rose by 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign that many employers continue to cut jobs despite a drop in confirmed viral infections. Though the pace of layoffs has eased since the year began, they remain high by historical standards. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits.
Correspondent Jeremy House. General Motors says it's looking for a site to build a second U.S. battery factory with joint venture partner LG Chem of Korea. Companies hope to have a decision in the first half of the year. U.K. authorities have launched an investigation into Apple's App Store over concerns it has a dominant role that stifles competition and harms consumers. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss. In a matchup with the NBA's Eastern and Western Conference leaders, Joel Embiid had 42 points, and Tobias Harris scored 11 of his 22 in overtime to lead Philadelphia past Utah 131-123. Embiid said overtime was all Harris.
He made one, and then we gave him a game. He made the second one. We gave him a game. Made the third one. In overtime, he had a hot hand, and, you know, we just decided to keep feeding him.
Utah has followed a nine-game winning streak by dropping 4 of 7. James Harden had a triple-double with 29 points, 10 boards, and 14 assists in the first meeting with his former Houston teammates as Brooklyn beat the Rockets 132-114. Harden was booed by the crowd of 3,600 in Houston when he was introduced before the game.
Obviously, I came up short of a championship, but the work on and off the court that I put in over those past 8 years was elite.
Atlanta beat Orlando 115-112. The Hawks improved to 2-0 under interim coach Nate McMillan. This is Esther in sports. Dallas defeated Oklahoma City 87-78. Mavericks star Luka Doncic didn't play due to lower back tightness, but Dallas still won for the 10th time in 12 games. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle.
You know, we've been shooting the three well, particularly in the last three and a half weeks. You just got to stay with it.
Sacramento down the Lakers 123-120. L.A. has dropped 7 of 10, falling to fourth place in the Western Conference. Zach LaVine's 36 points led Chicago past New Orleans 128-124. Indiana beat Cleveland 114-111. It was Detroit 129, Toronto 105. Charlotte 135, Minnesota 102, Portland 108, Golden State 106. NHL points leader Toronto iced Edmonton 6-1. Washington was a shootout winner over the Bruins 2-1. St. Louis edged Anaheim 3-2. It was Los Angeles 3-2 over Arizona. Vegas 5, Minnesota 1. And Colorado shut out San Jose 4-0. With Esser in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: a dog has an owner, a cat has a staff. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.